This is fun. I enjoy when I get the opportunity to share. But Matthew knows that I'm always going to act like 2 days before, 3 days before. Now, you do have your message just in case, right? But it doesn't usually. I just like to keep him on his toes. Like, don't think you get a week off. Like, you better be prepared. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm just kidding. Well, one thing I just felt during worship is I felt the Lord reminded me, I just felt like he was saying there may be people in the room that feel overwhelmed. Yeah. Like you've literally said to yourself, I just feel overwhelmed. And I just heard there's this song by Jen Johnson called that says, God, I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. And I just was hearing the Lord, and I just want to pray for any of you. And it's going to be part of what my message is going to be, because is about truth, because Matthew's been talking about truth. And I'm just going to give you this morning some nuggets of things that the Lord's given me right now in this season. But he's also just given this to me over my life, because I've had seasons in my life where I've battled with fear way before this whole, and anxiety. And the Lord really has given me nuggets over the years, but truth, I realized, is a person, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And it's so important what he wants to give us in his truth. But I just want to pray for you if you feel that, if you felt that, because in this time of uncertainty and things kind of feeling like an emotional roller coaster sometimes, we're going to school, we're not going to school, we're going to school, we're not going to school, we get to do this, you don't get to do this, you know. Oh, we're going to celebrate this? Nope, you can't. You know, like that. And then there can be just this feeling of, I feel overwhelmed by it all. Well, I just want to pray for you, because I know that's not what the Lord has for us. So, Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, we just give you, Lord, our hearts this morning. We make room in our hearts this morning for you to come and do what only you can do, Lord. We look to you. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. We just say that to you this morning. Lord, we look to you. You are where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord God. And we turn to you. We look to you, Father, this morning. And we give you our feelings of overwhelm, Lord. And we open up our hearts to you. And we ask you to come fill us, Holy Spirit. We make room for your peace,
yes,
for your joy, for your truth in our hearts, Lord. And we're asking you to come and do what only you can do this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, how's everybody feeling?
Good.
Y'all doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Matthew talked last week on truth, and I'm going to go just a little bit deeper this morning, if that's okay with you guys. I want to give you some, just some keys. And one of the first things was something I've already said, is I learned that truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. And that was so good to me when I realized, you know, it's like, okay, what is truth? You know, and then I realized, oh, it's a person. So therefore, I don't have to be afraid of truth in my life. Because sometimes it's like, you know, truth sounds good, but then there's scary times. It's like, I'm not sure really that I want to go there fully with truth in every area of my life, or that I even want to see truth exposed and revealed around me. That just sometimes can feel a little scary, you know? And then I realized, oh, I don't have to be afraid of truth. Because truth is a person. His name is Jesus. And when truth comes in our lives, it means that we're being drawn to more of the person of Jesus. He is revealing himself to us. He is removing things in our lives that could hinder the pathway of himself in our lives. And when he said that to me, it was like, oh, okay. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of truth for myself. I don't have to be afraid for truth for my husband. I don't have to be afraid for truth for my children. You know, and I'm not meaning I'm afraid for truth for my children, but sometimes you're just afraid some, you know, I don't know if it, maybe it's just me, but it's like you want to protect everybody from everything. Right. And it's like, oh gosh, you really need some truth, but this is, I'm scared of how you're going to respond. And the Lord was like, no, don't be afraid of truth. I'm truth. I am truth. And when it's really coming from me, it's full of love. And I'm going to draw you into myself. And so that just completely changed my perspective. And I realized that he's given us the Holy Spirit to reveal all truth to us. In John 14, 16 through 17. Y'all got that? John 14, 16 through 17. It says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you." You know, that is one of the most awesome promises, is that he's given us the Holy Spirit and he will never leave us. Yeah. Never leave us. And he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. So that's the thing, is the world doesn't recognize truth. They're not looking for him, you know? But the Holy Spirit has been given to us but you know him, okay? You know him because he lives within you now and later will be in you. And that's just such an awesome promise that we've been given, is that we've been given the Holy Spirit, and he's been given to lead us into all truth, to reveal Jesus to us, to reveal himself to us. And that's why we don't have to be afraid. And when truth comes, it brings us closer to Jesus. And that is so exciting to me, because that is really what we need in our lives, is we need more of Jesus. We need more of Jesus. And this is another scripture that I've really held on to. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Sound mind in other translations. Well, right now, you guys, you need to know what you have in Christ. And one of those things is a sound mind. You have been given a sound mind. When we're in this time, you know, I've heard so much about the isolation and things like that are doing so much more harm for a lot of people on their mental health than even COVID spreading, you know? And I'm just saying to the Lord, Lord, but you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have given us power, love, and self-discipline, or sound mind. And I'm going to show you where self-discipline. I've learned to love self-discipline. I've learned to love it. At first, I thought that was another one that was like, don't talk to me about that. I know it's the spirit of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. I just always was like, that. When I was younger, it was like self-control. I know that's a good thing, but sometimes that seemed like, to me, it was like, you know, it had a negative thing to me. It's like, you should have self-control. You should have self-control. But I learned to realize that it is a good fruit, because when we can have self-control, when the Lord can give us self-discipline, we can experience peace and joy and love and the wonderful things that God has for us. Yeah. And self-discipline, when it comes to sound mind, this is what the Lord's been speaking to me about recently. And it's about taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Is in this time not allowing our thoughts to just go on a hayride and take us down the road and through the hills and up and down and over every which way. And then we're like, I feel overwhelmed. I feel overwhelmed because I've officially gone down a trail I should have stopped way long time ago.
Yeah.
I should have accessed that self-discipline in my patterns of thought. And that's what I want to give y'all this morning, is that the Lord can do this for you.
Amen.
You don't have to be a slave to fear.
Yeah.
You do not have to be a slave to fear. You have not been given a spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this doctor that I've listened to a lot recently. I've really enjoyed, because I really enjoy the mind and things like this, and just seeing how God has created us, you know. And he talks about this in a way, he talks about anteaters. He's like, we all need an anteater to eat the ants, thoughts, the thoughts in our minds that are plaguing us that are not lining up with truth. And so that was a good picture to me. I was like, okay, that's good. I like that. You know, because Bill Johnson, I know Matthew said this last week, but it really is a good quote, is that we can't afford to have any thoughts in our minds about ourselves or about others or about, you know, God's kingdom that he doesn't have about us. We can't afford it. You know, and you'll find yourself, I don't know about you, but I found myself in like anxiety and worry and fear, and I thought, whoa, it's like I did it. My body was having a reaction of trembling and fear and all this anxiety kind of things. Like, can I breathe? Can I breathe? Talking about, can I breathe? I don't know if I can breathe. Panic attacks. Okay. And that was like, but that was after I had let my mind run with thoughts that did not line up with truth. And I had to learn, oh, Lord, this is not you. This is not my inheritance. You want to give me that self-discipline that knows that I can take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and I can allow truth to rule and reign in my life. And I'm just telling y'all, this is really good news if you can grab a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can allow the Lord to work this in your life, young people, if y'all can grab a hold of this now, it will save you so much throughout your life. When I was in my 20s, that was where I had to learn. It was like, hit the ground running. I was learning. And I was mostly learning by running to my mom and going, Mom, I'm freaking out, you know? And she was like, okay, here, just sit down. Let me fix you some peppermint tea and we're going to calm down a little bit. Chamomile. And then I was running to the Lord out of desperation. Like, Lord, I can't live this way. I had 2 weeks of literally trembling in fear, trembling. And I ran to the Lord finally and in worship, and he set me free. But then he said, now I want to teach you how to stay free. And that's when he started talking to me about my thoughts. He started talking to me about forgiveness. He started talking to me about the way I view others is very important. And so therefore, I am a little bit of a Nazi sometimes in my house, of just being like, I'm not a Nazi. That's the wrong word. And look, we're on streaming. Okay, that's not the right word. It's not what I meant. Lord, for
extreme.
Whatever. Extreme. I'm a little bit extreme saying nobody in this house is going to talk negatively about people, because I realized that in my heart, criticism was, it wreaked havoc in my life. I, you know, when I was younger, it was like I could be really critical easily. And, you know, you can hide that under the guise of being discerning. I'm real discerning. I got a real discerning. No, you're critical. You're being critical, you know, and I realized there was an edge to where it just got critical and it just got judgmental. And I realized that right there was taking me out of grace in my life and putting me in a place of judgment, where then I had opened a door to an onslaught from the enemy in my own life. And I was like, whoa, okay. Once the Lord showed me that in this real repentance, and Lord, it was revelation from the Lord. And I decided, Lord, I want to stop going down this path, and I want to repent. And what that means is to change my mind and allow the Lord to bring truth. And the truth was, is that I wanted to stay in a place of grace for myself and for others. You know, I wanted to stay in that place. And Lord, help me in my heart when I feel critical or judgmental, or when I just need to simply forgive quick. You know, and when the Lord, when you open the door to the Lord and you say, Lord, come, because I want to be free. I want to be free. I don't want to live in these things that you have not promised for me. I want to live in your truth. And then I realized the freedom of the fear I wasn't experiencing on a daily basis, the anxiety I wasn't experiencing, because he was bringing truth to areas of my life I really needed truth. And so then 2 Timothy 1:13-14 says, hold on to the pattern of wholesome teaching you learned from me, a pattern shaped by faith, by the faith and love that you have in Christ Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you. So how do you guard your heart and the truth and the peace given to you? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
This is just my thoughts, okay? This is not like, and here's your, you know. This is just my thoughts. This is what I've gained. This is what the Lord's spoken to me. Number one, be thankful. Be thankful. Cultivate in your life thankfulness. One of the things we do at our house is, we have learned, especially in these times, we do it a whole lot more than we even did before. We turn to one another and we say, okay, what's five things you're thankful for? Especially when one of us is down in the dumps. Okay, what's five things you're thankful for? Let's just start. And if it just has to be, Lord, I'm thankful for, you know, a roof over my head. It's funny how once you get started rolling, and then the other person starts their thankful things, and then all you're like, oh, well, I'm thankful for that one too. And then it's like this thankfulness and this shift happens in your heart. It's like it's training your brain, it's training your heart to look for what God is doing instead of dwelling on all the negatives constantly. And it will change. There will be a work in your heart that will happen. One of the other things I heard a long time ago is taking your morning pills. Thankfulness, praise, and contentment. Every morning. Thankfulness, praise, and contentment. And that just has really helped. You wake up. One of the things I do is I wake up in the morning and I say, okay, Lord, it's going to be a good day. There's this song that the kids, my boys, when they were little, they were a part of this basketball group called Upward, and it was like this Christian basketball group, and so they would come, but they made this CD, you know, these kids' CDs, Lord bless them. They're wonderful, but they get stuck in your head for forever. And so there was this one CD, and this song, it was like, it's a good morning, and it's going to be a very good day, because you're a good, 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 good God. And so now, in the mornings, when I say, good morning, you know, or whatever, I can hear this, it's a good morning, it's going to be a very good day, you know, but it's amazing how that actually has helped me. It's going to be a very good day, because you're a good, 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 good God. You are a very good God. And then what I've learned actually through this other doctor that I was talking about, Dr. Amen is his name, but I learned as he was saying, your brain actually starts to look for, okay, well, how's it going to be a good day? When you make those kind of, you know, you choose to look for, it's going to be a good day, you know, then you're actually, your brain starts to look for, how's it going to be a good day? And then the other thing we do at home is at dinner time, we ask each other, and this wasn't even out of that kind of thing of like, We just kind of fell into doing this. That's how I love the Holy Spirit. He loves to lead us into truth, and he'll even just kind of trip you into things parenting-wise. He'll just be like, okay, let's do this. But we would say to each other, like, okay, what's your favorite part of the day? It was kind of like a conversation thing. But then what I realized was, and then there's that, some people do the what's your highs and lows. And I get that, but I wanted to do the what was your favorite part of the day. You can talk to me about your lows too. It's not that I don't want you to talk to me about your lows. But it's easy to look for the lows most of the time, right? It might take a second. I remember there have been seasons we've gotten to the table and some of us are just sitting there going, favorite part of the day? Really?
Staying home.
I don't have one. We're like, okay, we'll come back to you and we'll go to the other people. Maybe you'll remember something, you know. And sometimes it was like, right now, you know, the dinner's good, you know, like. But it was just training our brains to look for God, you're at work in our lives. And so, Lord, what was our favorite? What went well today? So that's the other thing I've started doing at night is praying before I go to bed. I'm just saying for right now in this season, these might be, y'all might be like, yeah, I don't need this. But I'm just telling you, try it. It will help you in being thankful. It's going to bed, praying, talking to the Lord, and then saying, okay, what was one thing that went well today? One thing. Just one thing that went well. And then going to sleep on that instead of all the negatives of what's going on in the world. Let yourself, like, what was one thing that went well, you know? And it's funny how, you know, as you do that, you are really cultivating an atmosphere of thankfulness and looking for what God is doing in your life and that truth. Then the next scripture that I wanted to give you guys, Philippians 4:4-9. Matthew read this last week. I just wanted to pull out a couple things that I feel like the Lord has really highlighted for me. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You know, worry is a type of meditation. It is praying. Worry, when you are looping on a certain thought over and over and over, you're meditating on that by worrying. But if you can take it to the Lord, when you recognize, when the Holy Spirit brings to your, like, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it, right? Sometimes. And that's what I'm talking about allowing the Lord to the Holy Spirit to come and help you take your thoughts captive. You know, not just like going throughout your day, but like when he says, whoa, stop. And you take that to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I'm praying. I'm asking you to come move. I'm surrendering to you to this. I don't even know what to pray. So then that's when I don't know what to pray. I start speaking in tongues. And I'm just telling you, speaking in tongues is real and powerful. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I speak in tongues a lot sometimes just to, like, when I have a funky attitude and I don't know how to get out of it. Okay, well, I'm just going to speak in tongues. I don't know what to pray. But we're going to speak in tongues till the inside, my insides shift and can line up with what you're saying. And so it's just a powerful weapon that we have been given. And I just want to tell you, if you've never spoken in tongues and you want me for me to pray for you, I'll pray for you afterwards. If you do speak in tongues and you've put that weapon under your bed, take it out, dust it off. It's okay if it feels awkward for a minute because you hadn't done it in a while. Just let the Lord dust off that weapon that he's given us of speaking, of praying your language with him, praying in tongues and allowing him to pray through you. That's what that is. It's amazing. So tell God what you need and thank him. That's that thankfulness for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. His peace is there to guard your heart and mind. And I don't know if you have ever gone through any kind of, like right now. Okay, right now, we've all gone through this time of kind of crazy. But if you've ever lost your peace, you know how valuable peace is.
That's right.
I remember in that time where I went through anxiety for 2 weeks, I thought, never, I mean, literally, I don't care about money because you couldn't buy what I need right now, which is the peace of God. You can't buy it. I can't throw money enough at something to buy peace. And all of a sudden it was like, wow, Lord, you are so valuable. Because when that peace came back, I was like, whew. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yeah. You know, it's like you don't know what you have till you don't have it.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we become a little bit familiar, okay, and don't even realize till the peace is gone. Then it's like, Lord, whatever I can do to get that back, it's invaluable, your peace in my heart. And I just believe that his peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. You can check those thoughts. The ant eater can go after those ants with, are you true? Are you lovely? Are you worthy of praise? Are you honorable? This thought that I have in my mind. If you're not, I don't want to have anything to do with you. You can go back where you came from, thought. You can just take a hike because I don't want to have anything because I can't afford to lose my peace. And I'm not going to entertain you for a second. And all of a sudden, sin does not have the appeal on my life. Sin. It's just like, you know what? You've been exposed for what you really are. The absolute stealer, killer, destroyer of my life, of my peace, of my joy.
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with you. I really don't. You don't have, I don't have a taste for you. And let me tell you, if you have sin in your life in any way, shape, or form, just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what it really is. And once He reveals to you what's really behind that's trying to suck you in, whether it has to do with something like, you know, some sexual sin or pornography or anything, or if it's just down to like what I was talking about, being critical, okay, those kind of things. I'm just saying, when the Lord reveals the truth behind it, you don't want to have anything to do with it. And that's because He's leading you not into not just being able to do whatever you want or to fulfill your longings in your heart and your feelings. He's not there to kill our joy. He's there to bring us the fullest joy. He's there to lead us into truth, which is into full freedom and life more abundantly. You know, and once I've realized that, the most difficult things in my life, when I said, Lord, these are impossibilities, here you go. These are an impossibility in my life, here you go. Have at it, let's see. And when what He did was He revealed the truth behind the junk that was seeming like impossibilities and seemed like it had a hold on my life. And once He revealed the truth behind it, I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And then I thought, this is awesome. This is awesome, Lord, because You have set me free, like really free, really free, free from all that. And then You come with Your Holy Spirit and You fill us with joy and life. And so that's part of why it's so important that we allow the Lord to bring His truth. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. I just want to read this one. Are you guys good? Just have a couple more scriptures. Because I just love these. This is part of the truth. Is reading the Bible, like Matthew said, the Word of God can help you. I love it because it just brings freedom while I read it to me. For although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons using manipulation. And let me just stop right there. Manipulation is witchcraft. You do not want to have anything to do with trying to control people or situations. You just don't. Manipulation is witchcraft. It's not going to bring you peace, and it's not going to change anybody. So that's just a side thing. To achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. Okay, he goes, our spiritual weapons, they go to dismantle the root causes. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. The awesome thing is that's our inheritance. Is we can say, Satan, shut up. You have no authority here. You are a trespasser. I am not going to take that lie. When there are lies being spewed at you constantly, just, you don't have to say it to the person. You can say under your breath, or you can say it out loud if you're by yourself. You can say, Satan, shut up. That's a lie. That's a lie. Shut up. I'm not taking that. I'm not receiving that. I'm not receiving that fear. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm not going to take the lie, and that's one reason why I'm also so passionate. That's a better word, passionate, instead of the other things. I'm so passionate about being a part of light, only giving yourself to things that are part of light. I'm also learning in this time that I'm not going to get into big fights or arguments. Anything that does not lead to healing, restoration, or redemption, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm having to learn that this game is rigged. I heard that from somebody. I was like, oh, okay. It's called kill or be killed. And so I don't want to get into big discussions or arguments with people or things. I just know that I've been given weapons in the spiritual realm that I can allow truth in my own life, you know, and then I can stand in that truth and I can pray. And I can pray, right? I mean, yesterday even, I realized even in my own life, the Lord was coming for something. I was out on the beach with my family just for the day, and I usually like to go places where I have space, right? Lots of space between people. And this particular place, we all had our spots, we had our tents up, but it was kind of like, and they're all lined up, you know? And I was a little like, I realized I was a little territorial. I was like, oh, Lord, that's a little bit inside of me. I was kind of like, you know, feeling myself, you know, like if somebody was starting to walk looking like they were going to put a tent in front, I would just... Because I want to be able to see the ocean. And I don't want somebody to cram themselves right up here. I had already put my tent right there. I want to be able to see the ocean. And so I'd stand. And then by the time about the fourth person did it, and I kept going back, I thought, Lord, Sarah, good gosh. Like, share a little. You know? And I realized, I even turned to my mom later. I was like, oh, Mom. Like, I think the Lord's exposing some stuff in my heart right now, because I am not even being able to relax on this beach because I'm just constantly worried about my space. And if anybody's coming in my space. But the Lord was revealing some things. Like, I was even, you know, he was just showing some attitudes to me. Just showing something that even the Lord comes for, you know, the little things. You know, but I was just saying, Lord, you know what? Go ahead. Come, because I want to have freedom. I want to be full of your light and your freedom in me. And even if it comes for the littlest things. So what I realize is we want to come out of agreement with lies. We want to come completely out of agreement with any lies. And when the Lord exposes lies to you, just let him go there and don't be afraid. And we want to come into agreement with the truth about who God says we are. Amen. Right? And one of the last scriptures, I just want to... So I've already said about praying in the Spirit, but I want to say one last thing before I say the last scripture. Is through praise and worship, if you want to allow the Lord, if you find yourself in those times where it feels like you're getting overwhelmed because you've allowed thoughts to kind of go on a loop and you're wanting to stop a loop. One way I've learned is praise and worship. Is just getting in, turning on praise and worship, allowing yourself to be soaked in truth and line up with that in your life. And like this morning, this was the song that came on, which was, this is wild. It said, I come out of agreement. With the lie, that's where I came with some of these words, because this is what I was hearing. I come out of agreement with the lie that you have left me on my own. I am not alone. I come out of agreement with the worry and the fear I've come to know. No, they won't have a hold on me. They won't have a hold on me, those lies. I'm just declaring that over all of us, because he is a protector. You never, never, never let me go. You said you wouldn't leave me, and you won't. You are right by my side. And that's the promise that he gives us. He's our protector. And then it was saying, I come into agreement with the truth that you are who you say you are. That's the thing we want to come into agreement with. Because let me just tell you a thing. Something is that the enemy does not have any authority over you unless you give him authority. That's where coming into agreement, coming out of agreement is important, because the Lord has, through Jesus, we have been given authority through Jesus. Okay. And the enemy doesn't have authority in your life unless you give him it. And you come into agreement with his lies, because he's a liar. And so what we want to do is come out of agreement. Say, I'm not going to agree with your lies anymore. I'm going to come into alignment with truth. That's why it's important that you know truth. And that's where, with the truth that you are who you say you are, I can trust your heart. I come into agreement with what heaven has declared over my life. Because I know that you fight for me, protector. You never, never let me go. You said you wouldn't leave me, and you won't. You're right by my side, protector. You hide me in the shadow of your wings. Your presence is my peace, my covering, my song in the night, protector. No weapon, no worry will prosper against me. No darkness, no evil will tease or torment me. No weapon, no worry will prosper against me. No darkness, no evil will tease or torment me. Amen. All power, dominion to one name is given. My fortress, my freedom, my refuge, my Jesus. All power, dominion to one name is given. My fortress, my freedom, my refuge, my Jesus. Protector. That's the truth. That's the truth. And that's one reason why I turn on worship music, is because I want the truth to just wash over me and allow my heart. Another thing I do, and I would encourage you, is to get in the Psalms. Read the Psalms. And I'll stay there sometimes till my heart lines up with it, you know. And let me read this last. So this is the prayer that I'm praying for all of us right now. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. And I'm going to end with this. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you. So this is my prayer for us this morning. That he would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. That's what we need. We need the light of the Lord to come and shine and illuminate the eyes of our imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. So this is an awesome prayer to pray. Say, Lord, give me, we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. We need to know you, Jesus. You are truth. You, Jesus. Jesus. So if you're confused right now, just say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want you to take me deeper. Okay, and one last little side just tip is get off your screens, get off your phones, walk outside the door, get in nature, okay? Take a deep breath and let the Lord, let God, let Jesus speak his truth to you. I'm telling you, it's key right now. It is key that you get out of the house, you get out of your dorms, you get outside, away from these. I mean, let's just get real for a minute and let the peace of God come. Go take a walk. Get your bodies moving. If you've got stress and anxiety, get your body moving. That's another one. Just get out. Go for a walk. We have the most beautiful trails around here. It's one of the things that, I like to go with somebody. So I'm not advocating you all go way out in the boondocks by yourself on walks, okay? I go with my husband. But if you can find somebody who you trust, go with them on walks. I mean, you can go by yourself. There are brave people. I know some. But go on walks or just get outside in your yard and let the Lord, let all the distractions, that's what I'm talking about. Let all the distractions fade away and let the Lord speak to you his truth. He wants to take you deeper. He wants you to go deeper in your intimacy with him. And he wants to reveal truth because he has freedom. And then he wants you to be able to give it away to those that are around you. Because when you have that deep, deep rooted peace in your life, you can turn to the person to the right or the left who is absolutely in fear and doesn't know what to do. And you can say, hey, there's a peace that passes all understanding, and his name is Jesus. So you guys want to stand up? I just want to pray. Lord, we just thank you, Jesus, that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life, and that you've given us your Holy Spirit. You have given us, you have not left us alone. Lord, you've not left us to ourselves. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Lord, you will always be with us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us to guide us and lead us into all truth. So right now, I just ask you afresh that you would fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up afresh, Lord. I pray if there's anybody in this room who's never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would come right now, that you would open yourself up and you'd say, come, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh with your love. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Come fill me up, Holy Spirit. Come fill me up, Holy Spirit. Come fill me up, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just surrender to you afresh all our thoughts, Lord. And we're asking you to wash us. Wash us, Holy Spirit. Wash us afresh, Lord. We surrender to you afresh this morning. We're saying, come. We're saying, we make room for you, Holy Spirit. We make room in our hearts this morning. Lord, come baptize afresh. Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord. We want to know you more. We want to know you like we've never seen you or known you before, Lord Jesus. It's you, Jesus. You are the truth, Lord. And we're just surrendering, Lord, our hearts to you this morning. We're saying, we won't be afraid. We will not be afraid. We will not be afraid. We surrender those fears to you, Lord. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and reveal truth in our lives. Every area of our lives, Lord. Just bring your truth, Lord. And let hope, let faith arise in us this morning. Let the hope of you and of your calling in our lives, Lord. That you have not sent us here to flounder, Lord, in our lives and to not know which way is up, Lord, but that you have come to rescue us, Lord, to set us on a firm foundation this morning, a rock that cannot be shaken. You, Jesus, you are our firm foundation. And so I just speak peace right now over every single person, every home that is represented, everybody online. We just speak peace over you right now. And we just say, let the Holy Spirit river flow in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now let's just close with this. Thousands of years ago, the Lord spoke to Moses this priestly blessing in number 6. He said, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And he says, so you shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So be blessed today. Let his countenance rise upon you this week. As you go there, you take your thoughts captive. You remember truth. You stay thankful. I mean, neuroscientists really have found that we can create these pathways in our brains of thanksgiving and hopefulness and all these things. But, you know, the Lord's doing it in us, of course, but we can partner with him in it, you know. And it's really powerful, you know. So, amen. Be blessed. We love you. We love you all that aren't with us in person. And have a fantastic week.